At Worldwide Broadcasting, we have the unique opportunity to interview distinguished individuals who have made significant contributions to their respective industries and fields. Joining us today is Ellen Behrens, who is a software developer analyst at Community Services Agency of Stanislaus County. How are you doing today, Ellen?
I'm fine.
Why don't you start by telling us what you'd like to promote most about yourself or your profession?
I think I'd like to promote that the software development industry is an exciting and creative one and is a wonderful place for women to be involved.
What got you involved in this profession to start out with?
I worked with computers for about 25, 26 years before I got a job that had a title that was software developer. Mm-hmm. But in the process of doing those 25 years, I had exposure to a lot of database management and other programs that allowed me to improve what was happening for my clients or for my business. And I found it very exciting. And when the opportunity came up to get a position here, I was very pleased to apply for it and to be offered the job.
Did you find it difficult to make yourself known as a woman in a male-dominated field like software development?
Not particularly here. This is a very female-oriented company mm-hmm. or department. And although the programmers that I work with, I'm one of two females in the 10 of us who are programmers here, I did not find that there was any particular bias against women in the position.
When you say female-oriented, what exactly do you mean by that?
The percentage of women working here is probably 90%.
Oh, wow. What words of encouragement would you give younger women who are looking to pursue degrees in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics?
I would say that it's a wonderful field, and there's so much chance for growth. There's so much chance for helping people. There's so much chance to do good in the world and to grow yourself and be paid back by the good feeling of doing something for yourself and for others. It's just an exciting place to be.
Now, going back to your career in particular, what type of software do you develop?
I am working on Apple iPhone applications mm-hmm. and on applications for the department where it allows the other workers in the department to do their jobs more quickly with Access front end and MySQL back end. Web apps also using HTML and XML and XSL. A lot of data manipulation.
So these apps are primarily for internal use and not necessarily something that would be available commercially?
Yes, they're definitely internal only.
Okay. On what topics would you consider yourself to be an expert?
I'm more of a generalist than a fine detail expert.
Okay.
I have a lot of knowledge about Access and setting up databases and a lot of knowledge of JavaScript and HTML and CSS, but what I do best is really be able to translate what people who are asking for something, to give them what they need and to explain to them how to use it and make it something that they can, as non-technical people, work with.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of software languages, programming languages, I should say. What would you say is a basic framework of core information that you would need in order to pursue a career like yours?
I would say getting to know the Apple programming languages, especially if you want to be involved in doing apps, Java for Android applications,
mm-hmm.
and then if you want to be involved in web design, the HTML XSL, XML, knowing MySQL or SQL of some sort is very helpful.
Did you learn all these things in university, or did you take supplemental coursework on the side?
I took supplemental coursework on the side. I was actually a music major in college.
Oh.
They didn't actually have a computer science major when I went to college.
When was that, if you don't mind my asking?
I graduated in 1980.
Oh. All right, so I guess they were just slow to update the curriculum then.
You could work with computers if you wanted to be an electrical engineer or if you wanted to do straight maths, but you couldn't just do computer science,
mm-hmm.
at least not where I went.
Okay. What, if anything, would you say is the most significant issue facing your profession today, and how do you handle it?
The speed at which things change. Languages change quickly. Needs change quickly. Equipment changes quickly. So it's something you have to keep up with and perpetually study and always keep your eye open for what's happening next.
About how often would you say you have to refresh yourself?
I work on classes or with books or something all the time.
Mm-hmm. Are there any misconceptions that people have about you or the profession as a whole?
About me personally, I would say that because I was a music major, I was properly educated for the position.
The misconception being that you were not properly educated for the position?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you work to disprove that?
Well, the quality of my work and what I'm able to do and the amount that I'm able to do and the satisfaction of my customers.
Okay. And how did you get over the initial hurdle? Because at some point you had to have been sitting behind a desk and an interviewer had to have been looking at your resume saying, oh, this person has an education in music and she's applying for a position in software development. How did you overcome that?
I was fortunate that I applied to the position here in software development from already working here. So I had already taken classes with the supervisor of the software development group. He provides classes for all of the programmers to learn additional techniques on a weekly basis. And he knew what I was capable of and what I understood and how I could learn.
I see.
But the way that I have handled it generally is by answering the questions that are asked of me, which have to do with the particular what have I done, what have I worked with, how do I learn, what techniques have I mastered, things like that.
What factors would you say have made you a success in your field?
Perseverance and a willingness to continually learn.
Those are always good, especially in your field.
Yes.
If you had the chance to start your career over again, would you do anything differently, perhaps choose a more science-oriented degree?
I probably would. But then again, I'm very happy with where I went, and everything that I have done has led up to where I am now, and I'm very happy with where I am now.
Okay, sometimes it is better to leave well enough alone.
Yes.
What else would you like people to know about you as a person?
That I'm a very well-rounded person, that I spend time with my dog at home, that I contribute to local charities, that I am involved in Toastmasters and keep expanding my experiences and my growth in many different ways.
Would you like to speak about a few of those charities?
I'm particularly involved with Child Fund International. They help children who are in needy countries, including the United States, to get good schooling and meals and support so that they can go on and lead productive lives.
What do you think is the most important thing that you've learned throughout your entire career?
To keep learning.
Certainly.
I think that I've had mentors and advisors who have always encouraged that and encouraged it in me and given me opportunities to learn, and I could not be where I am if I did not learn and did not take advantage of any position that I had to gather what possible information I could to go on from there.
What would be the most rewarding aspect of your career?
I think that we help the public here, the Child Protective Services and Adult Protective Services and the other departments here are so important to the local situation, and it's for me to be able to help people like that in that kind of situation is really important.
What would you say has been your greatest accomplishment to date, either personally or professionally?
That I keep growing.
Okay.
That I've dealt with the ups and downs of life, and I'm here, and I enjoy it, and I'm pleased with what I do, and I do it well.
And what would you say, if anything, sets you apart from others in your field?
I think the wideness of my experience, my ability to be able to work with customers who are not technical and explain to them the technical stuff they need to know so that they can feel comfortable with whatever software they're using and working with.
Okay. And if someone were interested in contacting you for networking purposes, what would be the best way to do so?
That would be through my email, ellen.behrens@alumni.stanford.edu.
Thank you, Ellen, for sharing your experiences with us. You're an inspiration to your field, and we appreciate you for taking the time to speak to our listeners. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Worldwide Broadcasting. We look forward to providing you with additional engaging interviews with professionals around the country and abroad.